Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Paul likens believers to clay pots that contain a treasure, the glory of God. That treasure gives us strength to endure tough times and even suffering for the gospel. Today, a final look at how the glory of God is seen in our witness. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Our series is Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Turn to 2 Corinthians 4:6 to learn more about that glory shining in our hearts.
God says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to use imperfect people, just common jars of clay. And by the way, you may be here today and you may be intelligent, you may be beautiful, you may be well-educated, and you may be wealthy, but, you know, the news is you're just a jar of clay. That's all that we can say about you today. But if you're a believer, you house the depository of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because God shone the light into your soul and gave you the ability thereby to believe and to see the glory of Jesus. So you are very, very special. And in a future message, I may comment on what Jesus said, that someday when you die, that, O Lord, John 17, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me from before the foundation of the world. We'll spend all of eternity enjoying, loving, and rejoicing in the glory of God. What are the implications? There are two. First of all, human weakness is not a barrier to the power of God. Human weakness is not a barrier to the power of God. Today, I'm speaking to you, and if you were honest, you would tell me, I just see myself as maybe an average Christian, maybe a below average Christian. And I say, great. You look like a pot of clay to me. And we can all rejoice in the fact that God loves to use ordinary people, just very ordinary people. I don't know if I should tell this story, but one day I was at a conference and people were bringing some books that they wanted me to personalize. And my daughter said, Dad, why are people wanting to have you write, you know, your signature in a book or a Bible? And then she said, because, Dad, you're so ordinary. I'm very, very ordinary. If you want to check how ordinary I am, check with my wife, check with my kids. They know that I'm very ordinary. And you are too. Do you realize how freeing this is? Last night, in fact, I listened to a CD by somebody who's a great preacher. I mean, he was able to string the words together. He was able to make them laugh and almost make them cry. And I shut it off and I thought, you know, I can never preach like that. But you know what? I don't have to. I don't have to. God says that the treasure is in the earthen vessel. And what God wants to do in this passage is to contrast the fact that here you have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in people that are so common. Clay pots were everywhere during the time that this was written. And Paul says, that's all that you are, but that's all you have to be. And you know, God places you in banks and hospitals and factories and in neighborhoods and in 100 different places for you to be able to share the light of the gospel. And you know, there are some people who don't know how to witness. They're intimidated. Give them a book to read. Or better yet, buy them an expensive book in some area in which they have interest. Build a relationship with people. Be winsome. We're not shoving the gospel down anyone's throat, but we are simply saying, God, today I am open for someone whom you bring to me, for somebody whom you bring to me to share the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you don't have to close the deal. You know, somebody think, well, you know, I witnessed, but, you know, he just didn't get it, and so, you know, that was a failure. No, no, no. Most people who believe have at least 5, 6, maybe 10 exposures to the gospel before it begins to click and the light begins to dawn. Winnipeg, Manitoba. I am a college student. Years ago, before the prairies were settled, and I'm working in a mission, just like some of you students, you have your PCM assignments. I'm assigned to the mission in Winnipeg. I go there, and we have a service, and we're shutting it up now. The auditorium area, I'm surprised that the door was even left open, because everybody had left, people cleaning up in the kitchen. I still remember it with clarity. A guy comes down the aisle, he wanders in, and he says, would somebody here please lead me to Jesus Christ? I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. And I'm thinking, this is too good to be true. What has he been doing before he came in here? So I asked him a couple of questions, and he said this. He said, you know, I was hitchhiking. And he said, a trucker all the way from wherever to Winnipeg witnessed to me, told me about Jesus. He said that I rejected it, but he told me someday when I was desperate, I was to go to the mission and somebody there would be able to lead me to Jesus. Talk about ripe fruit falling off the tree. You know, I've often thought of that trucker. No idea who in the world he was, of course. He probably thought to himself, you know, all this witnessing, you know, I'm telling this guy about the gospel, it's just going right over his head. He's not getting it. He glazes over. He finds Jesus boring and irrelevant. That's probably what the truck driver thought. But God, through the word, planted a seed in that young man's heart. And he remembered the words of the trucker, go to the mission and somebody there will lead you to Jesus. And I had the privilege of leading that man to Jesus. You don't have to close the deal all the time. We just need to be open to what God wants to do through us. So human weakness is not a barrier. If you feel weak today, join the club. We all do. Do you realize how freeing this is? You know, if God wanted to make your vessel a lot more beautiful, you know, he could have done that. He just loves you the way you are, looking the way you are. Now, we can clean it up a little bit, and we can make it look a little better, add a little bit of paint, do a little bit of this and that. But, you know, at the end of the day, who are we trying to kid? We are earthen vessels that house the knowledge of the glory of God. Wow. There's a final lesson, and that is the need for us to see that the glory of God is that for which we should live. Because as John Piper has pointed out many times in his writings, and we all appreciate what he has to say, is that God is most glorified when we find our happiness in God. That's what really glorifies him. Because when we begin to find our happiness in God, all of the other things that become so important to us begin to drop off. We can then live with hardship. We can live with bad news. We can live even with injustice. I'm thinking of Jonathan Edwards, one of America's premier theologians who was voted out of his church. Interesting story that I don't have time to tell you. And there he is, voted out of his church by people who rose up against him over some false things, and some people were angry, and they made other people angry. But his biographer said of him that Edwards' happiness in God was beyond the reach of his enemies. His happiness in God was beyond the reach of his enemies. No one understood the glory of God. In fact, he wrote a book about it better than Jonathan Edwards. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. There's a place of forgiveness. There's a place of hope. There's a place of confidence as we pursue God with all of our hearts. And all that we say is, Lord, you know who we are. We're not trying to kid you. We have issues that we don't seem to be able to deal with. But all that we care about is to make you look good and for you to be the centerpiece of our lives, because we have a treasure in earthen vessels. And God uses our proclamation to send the light into people's soul, to overcome the darkness, to overcome the power of Satan, so that they also may see the light of the gospel and be saved. God is glorified by the vessels whom he chooses to be and to house his glory. What about you as I conclude? Have you trusted Christ as Savior? Has the light dawned? Maybe while I was preaching, the light dawned. And you say, now I see that I see Jesus as a wonderful teacher, as a wonderful example, but now I see him as glorious, dying on the cross for sinners, so that we could meet the requirements of the glory of God, even though we've all missed the glory of God. And God is honored through his mercy as I respond to him. Whatever God is saying to you, do it. Let's pray. Father, may we never lose sight of the wonder. May we never lose sight of the glory. Thank you, Lord, for our ordinariness. Thank you, Father, that the light has shone into our hearts. And we pray, may it be shining right now into the hearts of many who know right well that this message was for them. We love you and we thank you, and in you alone we have our strength and our hope. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, today I hope that if the Holy Spirit of God has been speaking to you, that you would come to Jesus Christ. Yes, I know Christians are often imperfect, and perhaps one of the reasons that you haven't come to Christ is because of them, that somehow the earthen vessel got in the way of the glory of God within it. But don't let that deter you. Come to Jesus, admit that you are a sinner, come with your need, come cap in hand, not to give but to receive forgiveness, pardon, acceptance, light, as opposed to darkness. Everything is really wrapped up in him, our Savior and our Lord. And even as I was preaching this message about the need for believers to witness to the glory of God, I was reminded of the fact that there are many people who are listening today, and you've maybe not seen that glory in the lives of others, but today the Holy Spirit of God convicted you. I urge you to respond to that conviction. Come to him. Receive him. Stay tuned, because in a moment you're going to be given information as to how these messages can be yours. Thanks so much for joining us today. God bless you. Have a good day.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up God's Glory in Our Witness, his third message in a 9-part series on Nothing Else Matters, How the Glory of God Gives Meaning to All of Life. Tomorrow, don't miss God's Glory in Our Lifestyle. We'd like to send you the entire series on the glory of God on CD. It's our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.